Here's what happened this morning with Stacy and Clayton.
Let's play the scenario game, shall we, Stacy? Here is your scenario. Let's pretend you have a dog. A friend comes over to hang out, pre-COVID, of course.
Yes, thank you for clarifying.
Your friend sits in your dog's spot. Because all dogs have like a spot on the couch or a favorite chair they like to lounge in. Let's say your friend sits in that spot. Your dog looks at that person and they're like, hey, that's my spot. They think it. They obviously don't say it because dogs can't talk.
Okay.
Would you ask that friend to move so your dog can have their spot? Or is it like, come on, you're a dog, you can sit wherever?
First of all, when we had a dog, her name was Lucy. She was a beagle and she was amazing. Her spot was in her dog bed on the floor.
Well, la-dee-da.
And so that was never really an issue. But if I went to someone's house and I sat on the couch in the dog's spot, guess what, dog? You can sit next to me. Or you can just stay on the floor.
On our Facebook page.
Oh, no.
Tiffany, I would tell my friend to move. My dog lives there. They don't. It's true, right?
Also,
I mean,
my friends
your
are
dog spot.
A guest in my home. Mm-hmm. And I feel like a guest in my home has a few more rights than my dog.
Really?
Yes.
See, I would not tell my friend to move because I wouldn't have to. My dog is sitting on your lap. Like, my dog will be sitting in that spot no matter what. She'll try and wear you down. Like, she'll sit right on your lap. She'll maybe scratch you a little bit. She won't, like, bark at you or get mad or anything, but she'll definitely, like, sit on your lap. That's her spot.
Also,
it's like Sheldon Cooper. That's their spot.
But Sheldon's a person. And I'm saying that maybe people have more rights than dogs in a house when it comes to a spot.
Wow.
Jamie on the Facebook page. Yes, it's ridiculous. Tell Fluffy to suck it up.
It's the dog spot, though. And the dog lives there. If it's like a couch, if it's a couch and the dog likes to sit by the armrest, okay?
Yeah.
Then I would just tell the person, okay, can you just move? My dog likes that spot. It's a big couch, all right? If it's a chair, like if it's like a Lazy Boy recliner, then no, because that's a single seat kind of thing. The dog can sit on the floor in that case. But if it's a couch and there's room on the couch, come on. Don't be a jerk face. Move for the dog. Come on.
I don't think I'm being a jerk. I'm just being realistic.
Like, this is where you're going to pick your battle, though. You're going to be like, no, Fluffy's not getting my spot. This is my spot. But it's her spot.
No, I'm saying if the dog was sitting on the couch and I came into the room, I would sit next to the dog. But if I sat down in the dog's spot and you came in and said, hey, Stacy, that's where Kipper sits, I'd be like, yeah, so I'm sitting here right
now. See, I would never say that, but if my dog were to approach you and be like,
no, suck it up, Kipper. Sorry.
Even when she's giving me the puppy dog eyes.
Hey, again, we've talked about the comparison of dogs and children. If the kid comes up and they're like, that's my spot, that's where I sit,
I'd move for your kid.
Interesting.
It's not interesting. I'm just a nicer person than you are.
You mentioned, too, you put your dog on a pedestal.
Oh, yeah.
And that's completely fine. There's just some people who think of a pet as, like, second in the family as compared to guests that would come over or a significant other, that sort of thing. So it is dependent on, you know, who is answering the question. For us, yeah, we would definitely, like, our dog, she always was in her dog bed on the floor. She wasn't really allowed on the couch.
Well, my dog has, like, five spots. So she has her dog bed.
Geez.
She has her backup dog bed. We spoil our dog.
Yeah.
I know. I'm one of those people that spoils my dog. I'm one of those people, and I know some people are judging me hard here. I was never like this. Like, I was never a dog person up until I got my dog. This is a lonely job sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of people have the 3 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. shift. Not a lot. So we spend a lot of time by ourselves.
Yeah.
I was really lonely. Like, really lonely. It was really sad. Like, I had no one to hang out with. Like, I would just sit there when I'm done work at 10:30, wait for my wife to get home.
Yeah.
That was my day. Like, it's lonely. I got my dog, changed my life.
That's good,
I didn't
though.
Know how lonely I was until after I got my dog. So I was sitting there and I was like, why do I feel so crappy? Why do I feel so crummy? Like this, like when my wife gets home, I'm back to, hey, yeah.
You were like the dog.
I know.
You were like,
oh my goodness, she's home. But like before that, I didn't realize how lonely and how sad I was. And I got my dog and I was like, man, I feel 100 times better. That's why I put my dog on a pedestal. My dog did so much for me. I want to do a lot for my dog to show I'm thankful for it.
Well,
so if you're like, Clayton, grow up, man. It's a dog. It's not just a dog to me.
Yeah.
Like, it's not. It's changed my life completely. So,
and you just like to spoil her, and you're allowed to.
Plus, she looks really cute when she sleeps in her spot, and I don't want to make her move.
Ever wonder what happens when the microphones are off? What do they do when the music is playing? It's Behind the Scenes with Stacey and Clayton.
Super good deal on drumsticks yesterday. It was like $5 for 10.
For, are we talking chicken or ice cream?
Chicken. Drumsticks for chicken, like I know why they're cheap now. Like, they're not good. I don't like drumsticks.
It's not my favorite.
No. Thighs and breasts exist, guys.
Oh, like, thighs and breasts are the best. Yeah.
That's what she said.
That was Behind the Scenes on Cruise Mornings.
If you are going to a movie at any time in the near future, something is going to be missing, and that is the Time Play game that happens ahead of the movies.
Oh, yeah.
Which you can download the Time Play app and do trivia on the screen. It's interactive. You can compete against people within the theater, and you can win prizes and get discounts off your concession stuff, which I think is a great idea, and I love the Time Play game.
Me too.
They're getting rid of it as a cost-cutting measure due to the COVID pandemic.
So no more trivia before the movies?
No more trivia.
I will remember you.
I loved doing those little
so
trivia
did
games.
I.
Like, it was awesome when you went to a movie and there were like 25 people battling during that trivia thing. It was like, let's go. You feel like a king or a queen when you're first in that group. You're
absolutely
like, yeah, bow before me, everyone else here in the movie theater. Bow before me. Sometimes I would be the only one.
Yeah, that was weird.
And I'd still do it. Like, the whole point of it is to get more points than other people, and you're just playing by yourself.
I like to just know that I was smart enough to get the answers right. It's not necessarily about the competition.
Let's be real here. Those trivia questions, pretty easy.
Yeah, they were.
They were like the easiest questions ever, but that's why it was so fun, because the scores were always so high. It's like, oh man, it's like 2 million to 1.5 million. Let's go. I forget how the points worked. The best was, though, like, instead of the 25 people playing against each other, did you ever get in a situation where just you and one other person.
And you can see them on their phone.
Yeah.
Watching the screen, playing along. Yeah.
You don't make eye contact, but you know, and you're like, you're going down, bud. You're going down. Me and you. I think everyone else in the movie theater is like watching our scores like, oh, let's go Clayton. Yeah. Like, no one cares. But in my mind, it's like my Super Bowl, right? I'm like, I got my thumbs ready to go. And now.
No more.
No more.
I will remember you.
Together here, Stacey. Will you remember me?
Cruise Confused Lyrics.
Wow! Okay, first one's from Devin. Steve Earle, Copperhead Road. Great song. Devin hears Tropicana Sheriff painted on the side.
Tropicana Sheriff painted on the side.
What? Okay, Clayton and I were arguing about this one because I definitely hear that. Tropicana, orange juice. Maybe he's an orange juice cop. That would be great.
That would be great, but I hear the J. I'm just going to play it one more time. The J at the start there.
Tropicana Sheriff painted on the side.
I'm sorry, Devin. I wanna like it, but I don't.
The actual lyrics, Johnson County Sheriff painted on the side.
Tropicana Sheriff painted on the side.
That is Tropicana Sheriff.
I don't hear Tropicana.
I hear him handing out orange juice to people on the side of the road.
Again, I want this to be real. Because
one more time.
A Tropicana cop?
Tropicana Sheriff painted on the side.
That is definitely an orange juice police officer.
The next one is from Cecilia, Sarah McLaughlin.
Cecile.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Hey, two different names.
Sarah McLaughlin, I Will Remember You. Cecile hears, you gave me everything you had. Oh, you gave me lice.
Gave me everything you had. Oh, you gave me lice.
Thank you. Thanks for the gift.
Isn't it, okay, like one letter.
I know.
Has made a very big difference.
Very big difference. The actual lyrics, you gave me everything you had. Oh, you gave me life.
Gave me.
So good.
One measly little letter.
I love it. The last one is from Brent. Ah, Baltimore, Tarzan Boy. Another great song. Brent hears at 9 tonight, give me the otter. Give me the otter. That's the worst drug deal ever.
I also hear auger in there, too.
Okay.
Maybe they're just very excited about going ice fishing or something like that.
Maybe.
Give me the auger. Let's go. I need to fish right now.
The actual lyrics, night to night, Gimme the other. Gimme the other.
Whoa, 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 whoa. By the way, if you Google the lyrics to that song, they have the oa,
all the
oa spelt out in the lyrics.
There's like 25 of them.
And it's like accurate too. They actually counted out how many oas there are.
Well done, Google.
Fun fact for the day.
Well done.
That's it. That's all for Cruise Confused Lyrics today. Paper crumple time.
Oh, you're going to do that thing where you don't do the paper crumple. Oh, my goodness.
We're doing this again Tuesday at 7:10. So call or text us if you have anything to add to Cruise Confused Lyrics.
Slow burning crumple.
306-938-0963. If you missed it earlier on Cruise Mornings, sad news. The trivia game at Cineplex Theaters. It goes trivia, trailer, and then movie. Well, now it's just trailers and movie because the trivia is no more.
I will remember you.
Will you remember me?
Don't let your life pass you by. Weep not for the
memory. I don't know the rest of the
words. Imagine if someone tuned in just then and heard that.
And had no context beforehand.
No context. That is, we're sorry for that.
That's what they're doing on the radio now, hey? They're cheaping out so much that they can't play the music. They're having their radio DJs sing it instead.
Can you imagine? Coming up, Clayton and I will be covering a Fleetwood Mac classic.
All right, we got November rain coming up. Hope you're ready, Stacey. We're going to be here for 8.5 minutes.
Oh, man, this has to happen.
What about during, like guitar solos? What would we do? Would we have to, like, scat it out?
This one.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So we put Freebird on by Lynyrd Skynyrd. You can handle that one.
That'd be exhausting.
How many listeners would we lose? How many listeners did we just lose?
Have we lost? With it being January, a lot of people after the Christmas holiday season, what have you, decide to take part in Dry January.
My wife's doing that.
Yeah, where you basically decide not to drink for the entire month of January to kind of reset things. I don't know, give your body a break, rest that liver. And experts were talking about Dry January and saying, like posing the question basically, does Dry January actually work? And basically, after I read, you know, 3/4 of the article, I found the answer. And they say for the average moderate drinker, yes, Dry January is a good thing because a lot of times, too, people will pair it with better eating, cutting down on snacks, that sort of thing. So what they do, they see a difference in cholesterol levels, calorie intake, that sort of thing.
It has that trickle down effect. Hey, when you have 6 beers, you're like, yeah, I'll crush this bag of cheesies.
Oh, exactly.
But when you don't have 6 beers, you're like, I shouldn't crush that bag of cheesies.
Plus, you've also crushed all your Christmas baking, hopefully by that point. See, so yeah, the calorie intake goes down significantly.
That's the thing. It's 2 weeks where the rules just don't apply. You're having beers, you're having Nanaimo bars for breakfast. Exactly. Yeah. So Dry January is a very, very good idea.
Absolutely. They say, though, for someone who maybe drinks a bit more often and more of the drinks, it's not really going to be having any long-term benefits because they drink all the time.
Don't know why you looked at me all weird when you said that sentence, but okay. Okay, got the hint. No, I got the hint, Stacey. Very subtle, very subtle.
Dry January, if you're doing it, kudos to you. Mm-hmm. I see a lot of, like, I see some friends of mine on social media who are doing that, and then it's like January 21st. You know what? Forget it. It's back to drinking January.
I just don't like Dry January because I like the supper beer. Like, you know you're old when you like having one beer at supper.
Oh, yeah.
No more. No more than one beer. I just like having the one supper beer. Before, it was like 4 supper beers, right? Now, I just like the one. I like the taste.
And that's okay.
How old do I sound right now? Just the one supper beer, guys. I can't handle anymore.
In addition to bike lanes, something else that's a hot topic of conversation in Saskatoon are trains.
People just stopped listening after you said bike lanes because they're probably just punching their steering wheel right now. Oh, bike lanes! I hate them so much!
Maybe they're stopped at a train while they're hearing that. As we all know, trains have been an issue in the city for a really long time. When we were a small city, the tracks were fine because, like in Sutherland, that was on the outskirts of town. Sutherland was a separate town.
Exactly.
It wasn't an issue, and it has become an issue as we become a bigger city. Not only is it an issue for, like, first world problems, ooh, sitting at a train, oh, that's annoying. It's actually causing issues when it comes to emergency response time for vehicles, ambulances, and fire trucks. So the city has finally said, you know what, we're thinking about building some overpasses at three railway crossings.
Okay.
Now, before you get too excited, here are the crossing locations. Preston Avenue, which is the one over by the university grounds.
Yeah.
And Preston Crossing. 11th Street West and Marquis Drive. Marquis Drive, someone needs to educate me because I still don't know where those tracks are.
No?
No.
You've never really driven on Marquis Drive before?
I have driven on Marquis Drive before. Where are they?
I'm trying to think of it, and I'm blanking.
Yeah, anyway.
I know. I should not have judged you.
938-0963, if you could tell us exactly where those are. So, here's the thing. The cost, $93 million, which, that sounds about right, for three overpasses?
Sure, I don't know.
As if I know.
Yeah, overpass expert over here, Stacey Cooper.
That sounds like a really good amount. But they had apparently thought of six other locations as well. It's just that they're not ideal for overpasses or underpasses because of potential impacts on the area. Obviously, they could be right next to private property.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just not recommended for further development. There could not be enough room, that sort of thing. They also talked about maybe doing underpasses, because underpasses make sense as well. You know, mm-hmm. the vehicles can just go under the train tracks. But with the underpass, you run into problems when we get storms and drainage.
They flood.
They flood. And underpasses are a popular location for crime, apparently.
Yeah.
I guess.
I've seen Breaking Bad. They always do their drug deals under those underpasses.
There you go.
So, I'm sad that the one on Central isn't on that list.
That's a bad one.
But I understand how getting an overpass in that area would be a bit tricky.
You'd have to get rid of a lot of people's houses.
A lot of people's houses. A lot of businesses would have to shut down. Central would just have to shut down for like 2 years, because that's how long it takes to build one of these overpasses.
I believe that's what they said. It was a, yeah, like a 2-year project per overpass.
You are the chief overpass expert here on Cruise.
Thank
you. Yeah, Central, like that one, it's right by the yards. And the one that's frustrating about that, sometimes they'll like connect the two big trains. So the train will start going forward and then it'll go backwards and then it'll go forward and it keeps going back and forth and you're just sitting there like,
I think that's called shunting.
Something like that. I don't know. Our chief train expert here, Stacey Cooper, yeah. She knows all the answers.
I wear a lot
here.
Of capes.
It's like, I just want to go to the Sutherland Dog Park, okay? Now I'm sitting here for half an hour. My dog's losing her mind. Like, the thing is, though, how often do you get stuck behind a train?
That's the thing. I get stuck behind a train, what, 5 times a year?
Maybe. That's high. Like maybe 4 times a year. And I'm talking like 15, 20 minutes. I'm not talking those quick trains that take like a minute to go by, whatever, right?
But there are people, like our boss comes in on Idlewild.
Mm-hmm, that's a bad one.
He texts in quite a few times. Ugh, train really holding up traffic. So
very true.
It'll be interesting to see if these move ahead. Stay tuned.
Every family has unwritten rules. One of those unwritten rules in Stacy's family, and a lot of other families, I think, too, grandma gets the shotgun seat no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Grandma always sits in the front in your family, right?
Yes.
See, I never knew that rule existed. And I sound
Have
awful right now.
Have you been putting grandma in the back seat?
No. See, both my grandparents, well, all of my grandparents, actually, lived in Winnipeg.
Okay.
So I never saw them too often. Like, you saw your grandma all the time when you were growing up, right?
My grandmas are both still with me, which is amazing.
See, my grandma's both not with me anymore. It's sad.
Mm-hmm.
But I never got to spend a lot of time with them. I'd see them like 2, maybe 3 times a year.
Oh, okay.
So not a lot of time spent in the car, commuting.
Mm-hmm.
Like some grandmas and grandpas driving their grandkids to hockey or soccer practice, you know, driving them to school. Wasn't the case. So I had no idea that this rule existed. And when you told me that, I was like, really?
Yeah.
Really? Grandma always gets, even
of
if she
course.
Doesn't call shotgun, she still gets the front seat?
Grandma never would, neither of my grandmas would never call it, but any time we went anywhere, and it didn't matter how many people were in the car, you just gave and told grandma to sit in the front.
And I totally agree with that rule. Like, before you text in at 306-938-0963, Clayton, quit, you're a horrible person. I totally agree. And we would do that too. Just thinking about it, grandma would always get the front seat. And I think it's because my dad would always drive, and my dad is hard of hearing, and my grandma was also hard of hearing. So they would just have too hard of hearing conversations back and forth. Like they would say things and they wouldn't hear each other.
And it's good to have them close to each other.
Meanwhile, the rest of us are in the back laughing, like they have no idea what each other is saying. But that's the thing, like the front seat in our family, never a big deal. It was always the shotgun rules. You call a shotgun, you get the front seat. If there are a lot of people in the car, like it's jam-packed, biggest person gets the front seat because you don't want them sitting in the middle being uncomfortable, right?
But see, even if there was a big person, grandma would still get the front. It was kind of like a respect your elders. It was easier for them to get in and out.
But my grandma was also like, because my grandma was tiny, she was like, I'm not taking the front seat. No.
Oh, see, like, my grandma would try that, and we'd be like, listen, grandma, get in the front seat.
My brother is like 6'4", 270, and my grandma would be like, I'm not taking the front seat instead of Ryan. Like, he obviously deserves the front seat more than I do, and that's why grandmas are the best. Like, they get the front seat no matter what, and yet they're like, no, everyone else instead of me. How awesome are grandmas?
But then you get to, all of a sudden, when you're older, as you grow up, you get to tell your grandma what to do. The tables turn. It's like, no, grandma, listen, this is my car. You are sitting in the front. And she listens. It's great.
Stacy and Clayton, weekday mornings 6 to 10 on Cruise.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.